This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Geis joins me live in studio. He's the Academic Dean of the University of Virginia's Semester at Sea program. He's also a professor of Spanish, former chair of the Faculty Senate, and a recipient. This is cool. You just told me this is fantastic. A recipient of the Thomas Jefferson Award. Now, David, that's a big deal. They give like one of those out a year, and it's not just for teaching, right? I mean, it's for service and leadership among the faculty. That's a very big deal.
Actually, it was a big deal for me because the people that they've honored with the Thomas Jefferson Award are among the finest people that have worked at UVA. And I was shocked. I was stunned. I didn't believe it was my name that was being called, and it was quite fun.
That's terrific. We're here to talk about the semester at sea because y'all are just back, recently feet on the ground back in the States after the maiden voyage, the first voyage under the UVA umbrella here. But before we talk about what happened this summer and what's going on now and some of the positive changes that have taken place, give us the backstory about the Semester at Sea program, because when it was first mentioned, you know, and made headlines locally, the faculty was sort of upset that UVA had taken on the Semester at Sea program.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. The faculty was very upset. But what turned out is the faculty seemed to be upset about Semester at Sea, but it really wasn't. What it was upset about is the governance process and how we were informed. We thought, without a lot of deep consultation, that Semester at Sea was now a University of Virginia project. And so we had it. We got it. We were informed that it was ours. And there was quite a lot of anger. The anger was not entirely misplaced, certainly about the governance issue. But the faculty, when it looked into the quality of some of the courses that had been offered in the past by Semester at Sea, it was determined, and I think quite rightly, that they were not of UVA quality. This will be a big shock to your listeners, but UVA can be quite an arrogant place at times. And what actually happened was some faculty members, without having done any of the research, just kind of told everybody how bad the program was. Well, the fact was that it was quite a good program. It had been around. It had done 93 voyages. But when we looked at some of the syllabi, it was true that they were not deep enough. There was not enough reading. They weren't structured in ways that we thought they would be UVA credits, and that UVA should give 3 credits per each of these courses. So, of course, the challenge to me came try to do something about it.
Right, right. So then they came to you and said, well, if you're so concerned about it, why don't you be the academic dean and take some leadership on this? And you said, sure.
I think this is one of these cases where you be careful what you stand up and argue about, because then they point at you and say, okay, smart guy, then, you know, you fix it, right? It didn't need to be fixed, but it did become an exciting challenge to me because, well, I tell people, I actually shouldn't say this, but since it's just between you and me, Coy, actually, we'll reveal this. But when I came to UVA in 1978, I got a phone call one Saturday night. I'll never forget it. And a friend of mine said to me the following, David, I have just been hired to be chair of what is, in many regards, the worst Spanish department in America. There was this pause. And he says to me, would you like to join me and try to make something of it? Well, that was a challenge that I absolutely thought was wonderful and I couldn't resist. And as they say in Spanish, modestia aparte, which means I hope the following statement isn't too obnoxious. We actually have made one of the country's most distinguished Spanish departments. And Semester at Sea felt similar to me. It was a very good program, but it actually needed some work. And it needed some work on structural matters. It needed some work on matters of syllabi and with some of the faculty members that were teaching in it. So it was a fun challenge, and actually it was a very, very easy challenge.
We're talking with David Geis of the University of Virginia. He's the academic dean of the new Semester at Sea program, which only recently this year came under the UVA umbrella and had their maiden voyage this summer. Let's talk about that voyage. You went south to South America. And you were on the trip.
Right. We did the Pacific coast of Central and South America. We went from California to Mexico, Panama, Ecuador, Chile, then back up Peru, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. It was a 70-day voyage, and the structure of it is, or the rhythm of it is, you are on the ship teaching for a number of days, and then you come to one of these ports, and you're in country for a number of days. So there's kind of a nice rhythm of class time, and then country time, and the country time is theoretically integrated into the classes. An example is we had a fellow from the University of Pittsburgh, an engineer who taught a course called The Engineering Wonders of the Inca, Aztec, and Maya Civilizations. And of course, when we got to Peru, off we went to Machu Picchu. When we got to Mexico, off we went to Teotihuacan. When we were in Guatemala, we went to Tikal, etc. So we got a chance to see what he was telling us about.
Fantastic. So I have to ask you before we go any further, the boat, it's a nice boat, right?
It's a ship. We call it a ship.
Sorry about that.
It's not nice. It is spectacular.
Really?
It is a five-star, it's a horizontal five-star hotel. The physical accommodations are gorgeous. It's the fastest cruise ship in the world. And it is just comfortable with all of the facilities. For example, all of the public spaces on the ship are wired for Wi-Fi. So students with laptops that have Wi-Fi connections can connect to the internet from anywhere they are on the ship.
That's terrific. So you go out on the maiden voyage. Now, tell us first, as you start out and you're heading down south and it's the first few days, what did you notice right off the bat that might be some challenges, whether it's with the actual nuts and bolts of being on a ship or whether it's with the fact that this is a university at sea?
The first thing I noticed actually wasn't a challenge at all. It was how lucky am I to be on this. My wife, Jana, was the assistant librarian, and I had surrounded myself with the most amazing and interesting people that I could find. Just from UVA, people that your listeners might know were Brian Owensby, Rich Collins, Bob Chapel, who runs the Heritage Theater in the summertime,
sure, sure.
Anna Brickhouse, Peter Rodriguez from the Darden School, Judith Shayton, the composer, Ricardo Padron, who is the current head of the Faculty Senate at UVA, Jose Fuentes, who won last year's Chev Award as the best teacher in the state of Virginia.
Wow.
So I had one of my criteria was who do I want to spend 70 days in close quarters with? And all of these people and their spouses and their children, actually. A lot of the children came along, and it was terrific.
One question that we're talking with David Geis, the academic dean of the University of Virginia Semester at Sea program. David, one question that some people who are familiar with the backstory on this issue might have is, well, what's different now that the University of Virginia has this program in their hands and they've had some time to mold it and shape it to UVA criteria and bring it up to what we would expect of a University of Virginia education? What's different now?
Well, I think what's different are the courses. The selection of faculty is crucial. And the people I just mentioned are all superstars as far as research and scholarship and teaching go. And the courses are much more challenging in the sense that we are demanding more reading, we are demanding more writing. And the students, what was really wonderful for me is that the majority of the students were up to the challenge. I mean, they squealed like stuck pigs for about a week and a half. And they complained and moaned. And they said, this is way too hard. And it has never been this hard. And then the majority of them, the overwhelming majority of them, just settled in and did the work and I think came through it. It's like making steel. You have to go through fire to make steel. And they did it. And I was very proud of the students. And I think my colleagues would say the same.
Yeah. So there perhaps were some students, you know, when you sign up for a gut course or a blow-off course just to get the credits, perhaps there were some who came on board on the ship expecting that. They didn't find that, though.
Yeah, there's no question. There were a number of students who either had traveled before or just had heard that this was probably a fun thing. And it is a fun thing. And it's still a fun thing, even with higher academic standards. But they just complained. They came to me and said, it isn't supposed to be this way. This is not the way it used to be. And I just smiled and said, well, the used to be just ain't the way it is no more. So the majority of them, I would think that there were probably, by the end of the voyage, no more than maybe 8 students that I would have pitched overboard had I been given the chance. And the rest of them were really terrific. A number of them, and it wasn't just UVA students or Berkeley or Harvard. I mean, not just students from universities that you would expect to have very high standards, but a number of students from, frankly, from colleges and universities that I even haven't heard of or don't think about all the time, who were among our best students. So,
really?
You know, Robert Browning's adage about a man's reach should exceed his grasp. I think that applies to what at least we at UVA are trying to do with this wonderful program called Semester at Sea.
David Geis is the academic dean of the University of Virginia's Semester at Sea program. If you've got a question about the program, you pick up the phone at 977-1070. And we want to remind folks, when you were on the voyage, I was reminding listeners, but let's do it again. You actually kept a blog throughout the whole journey that's full of wonderful pictures. Every time you went to port and went in country, you took these terrific pictures. And that to find the blog, folks, here's the URL, so write it down. It's L.A. Today, L.A. as in Los Angeles, L.A. Today 2007.blogspot.com.
Actually, ironically, I learned how to do a blog last summer when I was on a voyage for a couple of weeks. I went from Hawaii to Taiwan to kind of see what this ship was about and what in the world I had got myself into, actually. And one of the evening events was a woman showing us how to create a blog. And I never created one before. And so I learned on the ship. And then, of course, I did this blog from the ship because I had access to the internet. So it was quite fun, and it was a good way to share this voyage with friends and students and colleagues at the university.
David, give us an idea. Does the there's a summer program, and then there's a journey each semester?
That's
or
right.
Does it go for a year, or how does it work?
Right. And I need to clarify that I am actually now the former academic dean. Each of these voyages has a different academic dean. And the academic dean, this is also something that's going to be different from now, because UVA has partnered with Semester at Sea. The academic dean will always be a UVA faculty member. So this semester, a guy named Bill Safa from the engineering school is on the voyage as we speak. Dan Enbaum from Southeast Asia Studies is going to be the academic dean. Karen Ryan, who is currently the interim dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, will be the academic dean next summer on the voyage to the Baltic. Len Schapa. So there is there are a series of academic deans. And the job of the academic dean is to hire all the faculty, design all the courses, run them through the UVA hierarchy. There are 3 voyages every year, a summer voyage that goes to some, I shouldn't say random place, but we went to Latin America. Next summer, they're going to do the Baltics and the Mediterranean. I think the summer after that, it's also going to be a European voyage. And then during the fall and spring, it's an around-the-world voyage. So this fall, they took off less than a week after we docked in San Diego and went toward Japan, China, India, Cambodia, et cetera, South Africa, Brazil, and they will come in December. They will be in Nassau. And then in the spring, they go around the world the other way. There are, though, and again, your listeners might be interested in this, it's not all for students or UVA students. There is a component called the lifelong learners. And lifelong learners are kind of like elder hostels, if your listeners know what elder hostels are, that people who want to do a voyage, they do the entire voyage. They're integrated into the classes. They live in the same situation as the students. We eat all of our meals together. It's a residential college, in essence. There's also a Teachers at Sea program during the summer that elementary and high school teachers can come on board, have their own classes, and also then work and travel with the rest of us. And then there's kind of a fun thing. And the fun thing is it's called Seminar at Sea. And this year, for example, from December 27th to January 6th, they're going to be doing a voyage through the Caribbean. And that will include Panama, it'll include Belize, Costa Rica, Nassau, Mexico, Grand Cayman.
And it's just a seminar for if
you're
that
one we're actually allowed to call a cruise because it's a cruise for anybody who wants to go. They've invited me to do a couple lectures, and I, of course, jumped at the opportunity. I'm going to do it. And then we conned my mother-in-law to coming along and bringing a friend of hers. So
there you go.
It's just for anybody who wants to do that kind of thing. And it is a cruise, but it's a cruise with lectures and some educational component, but it's not the semester at sea students.
So this is what a terrific resource for the university. It seems like every year we learn that UVA's got acquired some new terrific resource, whether it's more faculty or facilities. This sounds like a home run. It sounds like a wonderful thing.
I think if we do this right, it's going to be a home run. We have some work to do. I learned a lot this summer about what was good. And then if I did it again, and I hope actually that Jan and I will be able to do it again, that I will do better, that I'll try to make some changes. So we have some work to do to make it better, but that's what UVA does every day, isn't it? I mean, I suppose that's what everybody does, is that every day you hope that tomorrow is a little bit better than today.
David Geist, the past academic dean of the University of Virginia Semester at Sea program, professor of Spanish and the former chair of the Faculty Senate. David, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You folks have a great night, and we will see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070, WINA.
Gentlemen, it's been a privilege.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.